Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Waltham Murders, One Woman's Pursuit to Expose the Truth Behind a Murder and a National Tragedy. By Susan Clare Zalkind is an enthralling true crime story that delves deep into the heart of a daunting investigation. This compelling narrative not only explores the mysterious and gruesome murder that took place in Waltham, Massachusetts, but also unveils the complex web of secrets and lies that surround it. Through diligent research, Zalkind uncovers connections that tie the local crime to a national tragedy, offering a rare glimpse into the dark underbelly of crime investigation and the lengths to which individuals will go to seek justice. This book is a testament to the power of resilience and determination in the face of adversity, making it an essential read for true crime enthusiasts and anyone interested in the intricate dynamics of investigative journalism. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Waltham Triple Murder. At the heart of the Waltham murders is the chilling triple homicide that took place on September 11, 2011, in Waltham, Massachusetts. The victims, Brendan Mess, Eric Weissman, and Raphael Tekken, were found with their throats slit and marijuana strewn over their bodies, suggesting a crime scene meticulously staged to send a specific message. This gruesome act marked the beginning of a complex investigation that would unfold over years, shedding light on the lives of the victims and their connections to the wider criminal underworld. Zalkind meticulously uncovers the layers of this case, providing insight into the victims' backgrounds, their relationships, and the potential motives behind their murders. The detailed account serves as a grim reminder of the brutality of crime and the personal tragedies that resonate long after the headlines fade. Secondly, the investigation's challenges. Susan Clare Zalkind lays bare the numerous obstacles that plagued the investigation from its inception. From the reluctance of witnesses to come forward due to fear of retribution or mistrust of law enforcement, to the bureaucratic red tape that hindered the sharing of crucial information between different agencies, these challenges underscore the complexities of solving a high-profile murder case. The author highlights the frustration and desperation of the victims' families as they grappled with the slow pace of justice. She also points out the pitfalls of relying heavily on forensic evidence in the absence of cooperative witnesses, which can lead to dead ends and unresolved questions. The Waltham murders thus provides a candid look into the often frustrating process of criminal investigation, where the pursuit of justice is frequently mired in obstacles that seem insurmountable. Thirdly, connection to a national tragedy. One of the most riveting aspects of the Waltham murders is the connection Zalkind draws between the local crime and a national tragedy, specifically the Boston Marathon bombing. Through diligent investigative work, Zalkind uncovers possible links between one of the Waltham murder victims and Tamerlan Tsarnaev, one of the bombers. This connection introduces a complex layer of potential motive and broader implications that stretch far beyond the initial crime scene. The book explores how these intertwined lives may offer insights into the bombers' radicalization process and raise critical questions about missed opportunities for intervention by law enforcement agencies. Zalkind's exploration of this connection sheds light on the intersections between local crimes and national security concerns, highlighting the importance of vigilant and comprehensive investigative work. Fourthly, the role of the media and public perception. Zalkind also delves into the role of the media in shaping public perception of the Waltham murders and the subsequent investigation. She examines how initial reporting on the case, coupled with sensationalism and speculation, influenced the community's view of the victims and their lifestyles. The author critiques the media's focus on the sensational aspects of the crime, often at the expense of deeper investigation into the victims' lives and potential leads. Furthermore, the Waltham murders discusses the impact of social media as a double-edged sword. While it can help spread awareness and potentially generate leads, it can also propagate misinformation and hinder the investigation. Zalkind's analysis underscores the critical role media plays in justice-seeking efforts and the need for responsible reporting. Lastly, the pursuit of justice and closure, central to the Waltham murders, is the relentless pursuit of justice by those affected by the crime, particularly focusing on a single woman's extraordinary efforts to unearth the truth. Zalkind portrays the emotional toll this quest for justice takes on the victims' families and friends, who find themselves caught in a never-ending cycle of hope and despair. She highlights the personal sacrifices made by individuals who refuse to let the case go cold, painting a picture of resilience against the backdrop of a seemingly indifferent system. This narrative champions the idea that the pursuit of justice, despite its many setbacks and challenges, is a powerful testament to the human spirit's capacity for hope and perseverance.
In conclusion, the Waltham murders, one woman's pursuit to expose the truth behind a murder and a national tragedy, by Susan Clare Zalkind, is more than just a true crime novel. It is a profound exploration of the complexities and challenges inherent in the pursuit of justice. This book is a must-read for anyone fascinated by true crime, investigative journalism, or the intricate mechanisms of law enforcement. It offers valuable insights into the resilience of those affected by tragedy and the relentless pursuit of truth, proving that even in the darkest of times, the human spirit's desire for justice burns brightly. This book serves as a poignant reminder of the importance of tenacity, courage, and the unwavering pursuit of truth in the face of overwhelming odds. It is a testament to the impact one individual can have on a seemingly insurmountable fight for justice. If you would like to support Susan Clare Zalkind, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.